We've been bringing in this, the quality of loving kindness into our practice in different ways. In chanting, the chanting practice in the morning is the discourse on loving kindness, and that the Buddha gave to his students when they went off into the woods, and he had told them to go sit under a tree and meditate, and they became frightened after they had been in the woods for a while, and they began to feel that the woods was a hostile place, the forest was hostile to them. And it the way it's expressed in the discourse is that some of them felt that the tree spirits didn't want them there. So whatever that was, however they experienced that, we can imagine feeling, you know, going into a forest and sitting there and beginning to get a little nervous. The Buddha said, cultivate a mind of love. And so they did. And he taught them this discourse that we sing in the morning, the Buddha's words on loving kindness. And then in the evening, we sing, we chant the Brahma Viharas, the four boundless states, and the first one is this quality of loving kindness, which we offer first to ourselves and then to others. May I abide in well-being, in freedom from affliction, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may I maintain well-being in myself. So we're offering ourself this kind wish, this loving intention of inner peace, an inner sense of freedom from affliction and a sense of freedom from ill will, to be free from anger and hatred. It's actually kindness that we offer ourselves. You know, may I not hate anybody. May I not hold resentment. May I not be anxious. And may I have a sense of well-being. And then we offer that same intention to others. So this is what we're going to do in this guided meditation today. I'm going to guide you through a traditional practice of loving kindness or metta. So we begin. Oh, and before I begin, the other thing I wanted to say is that we've been talking explicitly about loving kindness, and also, it's woven right into the mindfulness teachings. It's right there at the heart of the mindfulness teachings, that when I am mindful and I become mindful of any mental state, any sensation that is arising into my experience, that I accept it with kindness, with care, without rejecting it, that, you know, that we say, yes, this too. This too is part of life, and we don't have to push it away. We don't have to be afraid of it. So even if it's a thought, which is a thought of anger, we can just recognize it. Maybe not saying the words, but just recognizing, oh, there's anger coming up in the mind. So this mind is human. It has, you know, all kinds of things arise. We don't have to slam the door and say, no, no, I don't have angry thoughts. You know, I'm not that kind of person. Well, okay. That comes through. what is anger like, and feel it in the body, open to it, let it be known, and then as we let it be known, it moves through us, so we don't have to keep our door locked and shut and be afraid of whatever life brings us. We can have an attitude of kindness toward ourselves, toward our mind, toward our body, and of course toward all other beings. So we begin this practice of loving kindness by simply, as always, as we do in meditation, just arrive in the body, you know, bring our awareness into the body, feeling ourselves sitting supported on the earth. And breathing into the heart, connecting with the heart, and opening to as much as you can, it happens without striving or judging, a sense of receptivity, a sense of openness and acceptance of heart. So a sense that in this heart there's enough space for anything to be received. So while we're offering an intention of love and wishes for our own and others' well-being, there might arise a feeling of resentment or jealousy or fear. And there's enough space in this heart for everything to be held. So as you breathe into your heart, you might want to put a hand or two hands on your heart, maybe for a few minutes or maybe during the whole practice, just to help bring your attention there, to rest there. And so as you rest in the heart, bring to mind your own deep aspiration to be happy and well, to have a sense of peace and well-being, to feel connected in your life. And as you consider that deep heart aspiration to be at peace, to be well, to be loving, allow a response to yourself to arise of kindness, of caring, a sense of being your own best friend, a sense of caring for yourself and wishing yourself well. And responding to that deep aspiration for happiness and peace and well-being, you can just offer that love, you know, a sense of wishing that you can realize all of your heart aspirations. And you might put a word on that. You might just say to yourself, peace, love, metta. You might just focus on that experience if it's felt, may or may not be. And again, there's no judging. You may connect more with it as an intention. And there are some traditional phrases There are many, and there are a few that I generally use to guide this practice. So there are four. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So using just the word metta and connecting with the flow of love and kindness, or focusing, saying the words with intention of these phrases, or other phrases perhaps that you're more familiar with, or if your mother tongue is not English, you might want to say them in your mother tongue. And so in silence, offering kindness to yourself, friendship, love. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. And now, if you wish to continue and move on to the next focus, we're going to bring to mind somebody that we feel close to and offer metta to that person. At any point, if you want to stay with the focus where we are, if you feel that it's healing, that it feels right to continue, you don't have to move on with me. You can stay offering metta to yourself or at any point when I'm ready to move on. You don't have to. So if you're ready to move on, bring to mind somebody that you feel close to. It could be a parent or a child or a spouse or lover or dear friend, somebody else in your family, or perhaps a teacher. And in some way connect with this person, perhaps imagining them here with you, or imagining yourself with them somewhere where you've been together. Or a lot of people don't have a strong facility to visualize, so just have a felt sense of that person being present with you. And as you sense their presence or visualize them, bring to mind that this person also, just like you, wishes to be happy, at peace, wishes to feel connected in their lives, wishes to experience a sense of well-being. And as you consider that, allow a response to arise of kindness and caring, a wishing, an intention that they may have the happiness and the well-being and peace and freedom that they seek. And as that arises, you may feel that as a kind of a flow, a flowing toward them with kindness and caring and friendship. And you may just connect with that quality of heart. Or you may simply say metta. Or you may again connect with the phrases that might be more effective way to express this quality of friendship. And so you would address this person and say, may you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be happy and at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And so just in the next couple of minutes, just continuing to offer that kindness and caring to this person you feel close to. And now bring to mind somebody that you don't particularly feel that close to, but nor do you feel distant from. Usually it's somebody that you are acquainted with but don't know very well. Perhaps a neighbor that you see walking around, but you just say hi to, you haven't maybe gotten to actually know about their lives. Or somebody who works in the grocery store where you shop, or somebody at your work, in your workplace, again, that you don't know very well. And so, again, connect with this person either by visualizing them or just having a felt sense of their presence. And bring to mind that even though you don't know them very well, you can know that in whatever way they would understand it, they want to be happy. They want to have a sense of peace and well-being and freedom from suffering. It's right at the center of their being. And so as you consider that, allow a response to arise from within you, from your heart, wishing that they may experience the happiness and well-being that they seek. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And now bringing to mind somebody that you feel more distant from. It may be somebody that you find difficult to be with, just hard to communicate with, or in some way unpleasant to be with. It could be somebody with whom you've had some conflict. Some of us, for some people, there may be a person in our lives that we feel have hurt us deeply, that there's deep trauma around our feelings around this person and what we've experienced from this person. And if this is so, and you're new to this practice, this may not be the best person for you to engage with as a difficult person. So it just may feel too distant. So perhaps just engaging with somebody that's just a little difficult or a little distant in the way that you regard them. And so in the same way, visualize this person or just have a visceral sense of their presence with you. And bring to mind that this person also wishes to be happy, experience well-being, peace, and allow a response from your heart to arise, wishing them well, wishing that they may have the happiness that they seek. And notice if it's more difficult or perhaps more easy to wish this person well. Sometimes we feel if the person were a bit more happy, it'd be a little easier to get along with. So sometimes it's not that hard to wish somebody well who we feel distant from. And notice if just that quality of friendship flows easily, or it may be more effective. You may perhaps connect with the intention more by putting it in words. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And now we extend this circle of loving kindness in all directions. Inviting in all beings, all human beings, male and female, old and young. Of every ethnicity, every language, every religion, of every kind of ability and disability, those who are being born in this very moment and those who are dying in this very moment. May all be well. May each have what they need. May all be at peace. Every human brother and sister. May all be well. May all know love and peace. And all life forms, creatures of the air, of the waters, of the earth, of every climate and environment, the deserts, the forests, the jungles, the Arctic zones, the mountains, the fields. May each creature be well and have what it needs. Each one part of the web of life. And all the mountains themselves, the oceans themselves, the water, the earth, every element, the air, the fire, every element, part of the whole web of life. Holding the whole earth within our heart. May all be well. May each one have what they need. May each one live in peace. And feeling the peace ourselves of caring for all life, of wishing all life well. May all beings be happy. May all beings live in peace. May all beings be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.